So thank you, Dave. Welcome. Welcome to Yale. Welcome back to Yale. Welcome back to the Graduate School of Arts and Sciences. Welcome to this reunion. We're delighted you're here. We're delighted you're here from so many different places, so many different eras, so many different intellectual venues. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope that this conveys the degree to which the Graduate School is appreciative of its departments and the degree to which the Graduate School represents something that is central to Yale, which is the commitment to learning and the commitment to knowledge. My own view of graduate school and of our PhD and many of our master's programs is that it epitomizes what the second word of Yale's title means, university. That is, why do we have a graduate school and what does it mean about the nature of Yale's organization? It is committed to the notion of learning. It's committed to the notion of advancing knowledge. It's committed to the idea of creating knowledge. It's committed to the notion of sending its graduates out into the world to lead the world in all areas of study in which we specialize and all areas in study in which we are about to specialize because our programs are always evolving. And over the last 15 years, over the last 25 years, the Graduate School has changed its organization, its approach to students, and its approach to learning. And I want to thank you to those of you who support the Graduate School, because your support really makes a difference, and it makes a difference to students in this department as well as to the university generally. And to recount some of that, I really actually want, I admit, to brag. That is, I want to tell you what it is that graduate students receive now when they come to study for the PhD. They didn't receive this when I received my own PhD at the University of Minnesota. They didn't receive this at Yale 15, 20, 30 years ago. We now pay the tuition for all PhD students. We now pay a minimum stipend for all graduate students of $25,500. We support the health insurance premium for all graduates, for all PhD students. We also support the full health insurance premium for all PhD students with families, that is, with children. We now have in the graduate school the McDougall Center, which has a teaching office with two full-time staff members, one of them dedicated to helping our departments teach in science. We have a staff member who supports students who are looking for positions, especially outside academia in our career center. We have a social life center that specializes in trying to have actual social life events for PhD students, not just for Yale undergraduates, which is great, but for PhD students. And to give you an example, I confess that when I became dean 5.5 years ago, I actually hadn't realized that for the previous 2 years and since, we have a winter ball for PhD and master's students. I always thought that would graduate students actually go to a winter ball at which they would dress up? It wasn't what I had in mind actually for when I was a graduate student, pretty grungy, sort of low-key kind of thing. The first year I was dean, the first year we did it, my understanding is we had about 150 students. When I became dean in 2004, there were about 200. Last year, we had over 600 graduate students come to the ball. They have there is a dessert, there is a dance band. This is all held at the Yale Lawn Club. And in fact, the problem that we're having at this moment is that it's too popular because too many people showed up, and it's a good thing the fire marshal wasn't there because we now may have to look for a different venue. All of these offices, in addition, we also have an office that helps us try to diversify the graduate school. That is, we want the graduate school to look like the world. We want the graduate school to look like America. Universities cannot afford to look like they have always looked. They can't afford to have the kind of faculty who only represent one particular segment of the way that the United States works, much less the way the world works. And so we need this kind of effort. All of our offices in the graduate school, these offices have student fellows. When the McDougall Center was formed in 1997, there were 4 student fellows. This year, we have 55 student fellows who work for all of these offices. The teaching center has over 20 fellows who fan out to the departments and run workshops for G&G, for chemistry, for the English department, for the history department on teaching. And this is possible in part through your support and the use of the Yale Endowment. So we thank you for your support. We are delighted to have you here. We hope you have a great weekend. Welcome back to Yale. Thank you very much.
And next, without my